the technical college system offers a gamut of courses that are called dual credit in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So through the Start College Now program, students in high school can access the technical college system courses either by having a certified teacher that's approved by the technical college in-house, or having students travel to the technical college, or we could use distance learning as well, which when you're rural and farther away from the technical college home base, that tends to be a better option. So it gives kids a chance to get those college credits.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney. My guest today is Lance Bagstad. Lance is a district administrator at the School District of White Lake, which is in White Lake, Wisconsin. Lance, it's great to have you here today.
Great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit and our listeners a little bit about your school and what your role is there.
Yeah, so White Lake School District is a very small 4K through 12 school district in Northeast Wisconsin. We would be found in the Northwoods. We actually have about 172 students, 4K through 12. We have one grade level in all of our, or one classroom rather, in all of our elementary grade levels. And then we offer the cores of math, science, social studies, and English at the high school, along with some electives like choral music, instrumental music, art. And we do have some business education classes, as well as some technology education classes. And then we also do have special education teachers on our staff as well, per federal and state law requiring a free and appropriate public education for those students.
Yep, that's IDEA, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. Being an SLP of 31 years, I've ran across that several times.
Yes. Yeah, and speaking of SLPs, that is a tough job to fill right now. We have a cooperative educational service agency. There's 12 in the state of Wisconsin, and each school district regionally belongs to one of those. I believe at last count, there were 16 or 18 SLP openings in our CESA alone. So a lot of us are looking towards virtual speech and language for a lot of our students in our districts.
Well, that is right up our alley. That is what Lighthouse Therapy does. So we will be talking off camera. I'm an SLP of 31 years and started this for this very reason, because, you know, it's like, it's such a challenge. So mm-hmm. What have you guys done? I know virtual therapy, but what else have you guys done to manage some of those challenges? I think you guys have come up with some pretty interesting solutions.
Yeah, there are some different virtual academies that exist in the state of Wisconsin. The one we're most affiliated with is the Rural Virtual Academy, which allows us to tap into Wisconsin certified teachers to offer coursework that we may not have a staff member to fill or may not be able to offer because of our size. You know, it'd be really difficult to have a full-time teacher that might only teach two courses during the day. So we sometimes have to look to those virtual academies. Another one is Wisconsin Virtual that we can tap into as well, that allows us to then offer courses to students that they might not otherwise be able to access because of our size and because we're so rural. The other thing that a lot of rural schools, including ours, is doing is really looking towards distance learning type courses. Many of those are offered through our Wisconsin Technical College system. In a lot of states across the country, that would be equivalent to what many states call a community college. But we offer, the technical college system offers a gamut of courses that are called dual credit in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So through the Start College Now program, students in high school can access the technical college system courses either by having a certified teacher that's approved by the technical college in-house, or having students travel to the technical college, or we could use distance learning as well, which when you're rural and farther away, that tends from the technical college home base, that tends to be a better option. So it gives kids a chance to get those college credits. And in the state of Wisconsin, school districts pay for up to 18 credits of post-secondary coursework and credit work, which then helps kids, especially students that are going to school in districts that might be very high high poverty. And it hopefully gives them a leg up for that post-secondary educational opportunity.
That's fantastic. Now, how, like, if they have 18 credits, is that like the equivalent of an associate's, or is that just those are go towards their four-year degree?
Yeah, it would go either towards an associate's degree. It could go towards a technical diploma through the technical college system. It could go towards credits at a four-year university or college. And it really depends on what students are looking for. Sometimes we'll have students that are saying, I'm going to take some math courses. I'm going to take some English courses. And they're really trying to find those credits that are going to maybe take care of the first semester and a half of their four-year university degree. But then we also have kids across the state, including in White Lake, that will take courses that are kind of a sequence that lead to an associate's degree if they go to the technical college. And what's beautiful in the state of Wisconsin is there's very, very few credits that do not transfer between technical colleges and the university system. The only time that might be the case is, for example, if a student took some coursework in a degree field and then chose to go to a technical college, and that technical college didn't offer that associate's degree. But otherwise, there mostly are what you'd call, quote unquote, your gen eds, even for the technical college level.
Yeah. And what a savings that would be for a student. Mm-hmm. Those 18 credits are not cheap.
No, it's millions of dollars across the state of Wisconsin every single year.
Yeah. Fantastic. So how many of your students do you have that take some sort of college level? And is it just seniors, or when does the program start?
It can be anywhere from freshman through senior year, but oftentimes freshmen and sophomores at the high school level will have a pretty full schedule of courses that they need leading to graduation. So oftentimes they'll begin down that path of the post-secondary credits, usually their junior year. And then certainly if they're pursuing that, their senior year. You know, as I said earlier in the podcast, we have a very small student population. We only have about 40 ish or so kids at the high school. So we only have about 6 or 8 students that do that. In the school district where I was the district administrator prior to White Lake, a little bit larger district in Western Wisconsin, we were having students that were earning, you know, 1,100, 1,200 credits in a single year towards post-secondary degrees.
Wow. That's quite a lot.
Yeah. Huh.
Wow. Okay. The students that do this, they are virtual. So, do you have an advisor that helps them, or how do they decide what they're as? I can't see a kid in a catalog going, okay, that looks interesting. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So how do you advise them on what they should be taking?
Yeah. So what all of the 16 technical colleges do across the state of Wisconsin is if they're offering it from their technical college base, what they will do is they will send out a list of courses that they have openings in or that they'll be offering for the next school year. And then what a counselor or an academic college and career coordinator will do is they will sit down with students and say, these are courses that might fit into your career pathway. Because in Wisconsin, with the academic college and career planning, students do a career plan that helps them begin to take courses in high school. Not only high school courses, but these dual credit courses that lead towards that pathway. So those academic college and career coordinators or a high school counselor will work with students and say, for example, North Central Technical College is offering these courses and you want to go into welding. This is a course you could take that's going to be an introductory course to some of the basics that you're going to need when you get your hands on welding.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Trying to get them down the path.
Yep.
That will help them to be the most successful at post high school.
Yeah,
right?
And with you saying that, I guess I would add to that, one of the reasons that that's so important is the current cost of a post-secondary education these days. If we can set kids up for success by not only A, helping them along the pathway towards some of those credits, but quite frankly, helping kids understand that they have what it takes to do college level work and have that confidence level, it makes a world of difference.
Yeah. Speaking of somebody who took a while, I definitely didn't go straight through. I mean, I did get my master's degree, but I went for a year, quit for a year, went back part-time for a year, quit for another year, and then figured out what I wanted to do. But I think my master's till I was 26 years old. So it took a while. Yeah.
And you know, that's not abnormal for students. I mean, when you talk about what predictions are that students will change careers 7 times, not jobs, but full careers.
Yeah.
It's no wonder with all of the opportunities that kids see when they, you know, spread their wings and fly, if you will, into the world of post-secondary education, they begin to have their eyes open to so many things. And I think that's why it's also important in today's high schools that we're really exposing kids to those career opportunities that are out there. So A, they know what it is. B, they know what actually is out there. And C, we can start to help channel them in a direction that helps them get to that career a little sooner without a whole bunch of student debt and a lot of student loan out there.
Yeah. And things that they, because some of it's virtual, they'll see things that they wouldn't see otherwise in a small community like that. There's something to be said for small towns, but there's things that they miss too. So giving them that exposure.
I would say that the number of benefits that you have in a small community, you're not a number, you're a person.
Right.
Every teacher and every administrator and every staff person knows every kid that walks down the hallway. They know who you are. But there are also challenges that go along with that because you don't have those opportunities. But I would say our small school district does a very, very good job of getting students out and about. We have a lot of kids, especially juniors and seniors, that are going out on field trips. They're going to Fox Valley Technical College. They're going to North Central Technical College. They're visiting businesses. They're visiting industry. So they're being exposed to a lot of these things. And we see those experiences as having just as much value as the students sitting in their Algebra 2 class or their English 3 class, because education, yes, it's about the credits that the state requires, that the local school district policy requires, but it's about those experiences as well, so that students really do understand what is available to them when they leave their school district, whether it's School District of White Lake with, 45 students at the high school, or the School District of Stevens Point with 2,500 kids in the high school.
Right. Yeah. It's still a high school diploma, and we want you to make the best, give you the best opportunity you can. It doesn't matter where you come from, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. So one other question, and I try to ask this to most of my guests. Mm-hmm. So if you could miraculously solve one challenge in your school, what would you want to solve?
Ooh, one challenge. I two pop
only
into
one,
my mind.
And it can't be money. No money.
But I
no
would
money.
Say staffing right now staffing. Is the biggest challenge across the state of Wisconsin, across all sectors in Wisconsin, but not only Wisconsin. I mean, we all know and have heard news stories and seen news articles over the last several years about the shortage of workers for a number of reasons. But I think one of those big reasons is the fact that the boomer generation is retiring at a lot faster rate than the number of young people coming into jobs. So there's a big part of it that's that. So I would say staffing is really, really a challenge. I mean, 25 years ago, when we put out an ad for an opening, we might have 200 applicants at the elementary. You might have 300 applicants for high school social studies or Phi Ed. In today's world, you might get 5. In my former district, we posted a middle school Phi Ed position. We had 0 applicants. That's unheard of in Wisconsin, especially where that district was, near a university that churns out some of the largest PE graduates in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow. So that when you say Phi Ed, that's physical education. Is that what you're talking about?
Physical education.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I just want to make sure because we like our acronyms. We like our whatever in education. I want to make sure that people understood. So that's
Yeah. We forget that everybody else doesn't understand the alphabet soup we use in it.
Yes, exactly. And each state and even sometimes regionally, people have their own. So I'm always trying to make sure that people give the full thing as well so people know what we're talking about. So that's fantastic. But that's sad. It's a sad state that we're finding ourselves in, and it's tough. And that's part of the reason why companies like Lighthouse exist, trying to help out as much as we possibly can. So, but Lance, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. Great conversation. Where should people go if they want to learn more about what's going on at White Lake School District?
Certainly our website. That's updated regularly. It's just whitelake, all one word, .k12.wi.us. And that'll take you to the main page. And then down the left-hand side, I'm assuming it's going to stay down the left-hand side because there's a few of us that move things around on the webpage once in a while. Currently, it's down the left-hand side is our menu that will take you to a variety of different things, our school board, some of the different athletics and different organizations that we offer. But that is a good site for finding information about our district.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks again, Lance. It's I love what you guys are doing. You know, there's such passion in the people that educate our students. And I appreciate what you guys are doing so much. So thank you for being here.
Well, I appreciate the invitation and the opportunity. Thank you very much.